Ever catch yourself staring at your lunch wondering, is this actually helping or hurting my brain power? I know I've been there. That's why today we're diving deep into the world of nutrition, specifically how the food we eat impacts our cognitive function.
You know, it's true, food is brain fuel. And you sent me some notes and mentioned having some questions about afternoon brain fog.
Yes, it's like my brain hits a wall some days after lunch. What's the deal with that?
Well, think of your brain like a high-performance race car. It needs the right fuel to function at its best. And if you're filling it up with sugary snacks and processed foods, well, it's kind of like running that race car on, I don't know, low-grade gasoline. You might get a temporary boost, but it'll quickly lead to a sputtering engine and some pretty poor performance.
Okay, so ditch the junk food.
Got it.
But what should we be reaching for to keep our brains firing on all cylinders?
Well, that's where things get interesting. You mentioned in your notes that you've been experimenting with cutting carbs, but you're not sure if it's really impacting your energy levels.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I feel sharper, but other times I'm just completely drained.
Well, it turns out not all carbs are created equal. The key is understanding the difference between simple carbs, which your body breaks down into sugar quickly, leading to those dreaded energy crashes, and complex carbs, which provide that slow and steady release of energy, to kind of keep you going, keep you mentally alert throughout the day.
So it's like choosing between a quick burst of energy from a candy bar versus that sustained energy you'd get from a bowl of oatmeal.
Precisely. And your brain really thrives on that sustained energy from complex carbs. Think whole grains, legumes, vegetables. Those are your brain's best friends. They really provide the fuel it needs for focus, for memory, for overall cognitive function.
That makes so much sense. Now, I've also heard a lot about good fats being important for brain health. What's the story there?
Oh, this is where it gets really interesting. Did you know our brains are nearly 60% fat?
Wow, 60%? Really?
It's true. And those fats, they aren't just sitting there idly. They actually play a crucial role in building and maintaining those brain cell membranes, which are essential for communication between neurons.
So, if not getting enough of those healthy fats, my brain's communication network might be a little, I don't know, spotty.
Exactly. Think of those healthy fats like omega-3 fatty acids. Those are found in things like fatty fish, walnuts, flax seeds. They act like insulation for your brain's wiring, helping those signals travel quickly and efficiently. And without enough, well, you might experience that brain fog, memory problems, even mood swings.
Wow, I had no idea those healthy fats were so crucial. This is all starting to feel very interconnected.
It absolutely is. And honestly, we've only just begun to scratch the surface. What's so fascinating is how each component of our diet really plays such a specific role in supporting our brain health.
This is all so fascinating. I'm starting to see food in a whole new light. It's not just about, keeping me going, but something that directly impacts my brain power.
It really is a powerful realization, isn't it? It makes you realize just how important it is to be mindful of what we're feeding our brains.
Absolutely. Now we've talked about carbs and fats, but what about protein? I know it's essential for, building and repairing tissues, but
Right.
does it play a specific role in brain health?
Oh, it absolutely does. While those carbs, like we talked about, they provide that primary fuel for the brain, protein provides the building blocks. Remember those neurotransmitters we talked about? The messengers that carry signals between brain cells?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of those neurotransmitters are actually made from amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein.
So if I'm not getting enough protein, my brain might not be producing enough of those essential messengers.
Exactly. And that can lead to a whole bunch of cognitive issues from, difficulty concentrating to problems with memory, even mood regulation.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like a domino effect. So we need those complex carbs for fuel, healthy fats for communication, and then protein for those essential neurotransmitters. Is there anything else we should be focusing on in our diets to kind of like really optimize our brain power?
There is. Remember those micronutrients we touched on earlier? Those vitamins and minerals?
Yeah.
They might be needed in smaller amounts, but they play a huge role in supporting all those different brain functions. For example, B vitamins, those are crucial for energy production in the brain.
Oh, right. B vitamins. I've definitely heard they're important for energy levels in general.
They are. And a deficiency in B vitamins, especially B12, it can actually lead to that brain fog, fatigue, even memory problems. Leafy greens, legumes, and whole grains, those are all excellent sources of B vitamins.
Good to know. What about antioxidants? I've always associated those with overall health, but do they have a specific benefit for the brain?
Oh, they're like little bodyguards for your brain cells. So our brains are constantly working, right? And this actually generates free radicals as a byproduct.
Free radicals, those are the troublemakers, right?
Exactly. Think of free radicals as like these little unstable molecules that can damage cells, and that includes the cells in your brain. Antioxidants, they come in and neutralize those troublemakers, protecting your brain from what we call oxidative
Well,
stress.
so antioxidants are like what, tiny superheroes fighting off those free radical villains?
Exactly. And, colorful fruits and vegetables are packed with them. Blueberries in particular, they're like little antioxidant powerhouses.
Okay, blueberries are officially on my shopping list. This is all so fascinating, and it really highlights just how interconnected our diet and our brain health truly are. But it can feel a bit overwhelming, honestly, trying to like connect all the dots.
Yeah, it really does. It's like I'm trying to put together a puzzle, but instead of having that picture on the box, I'm trying to like build a healthier brain.
I hear you. Sometimes having some kind of framework or structure helps you kind of put it all together. Remember when we were talking about that afternoon slump you were describing? You know, that brain fog?
Yeah. Well, there's this great book by Dr. Paul Bendheim called The Brain Training Revolution. And he talks a lot about how those, even just those moments of brain fog, those are directly impacted by our dietary choices. Even, get this, our risk for serious cognitive decline later down the road.
Wait, he's saying what we eat now can affect our brains years later.
Absolutely. And it's not even just about preventing, disease or anything like that. Dr. Bendheim, he emphasizes that everybody, no matter, your genes or background or whatever, everybody can benefit from a brain-healthy diet. He specifically calls out a diet centered on fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, fish, healthy vegetable oils, all of that for optimal brain function. And he even links it to like a reduced risk of memory loss and Alzheimer's disease.
Wow, that's amazing. So it really sounds like he's saying that we hold a lot of power with our forks and our spoons.
We really do. And it's never too late to start making changes. You mentioned earlier in your notes that you sometimes struggle to like really stick with those healthy eating habits. It's true for a lot of us, but honestly, even small changes that you apply consistently, those can make a huge difference. What if we took a look at some practical ways that you can actually incorporate these, these brain-boosting foods into your daily routine?
That would be awesome. I am ready to say goodbye to the brain fog and feel like I'm giving my brain the fuel it deserves.
I love that. Okay, let's do it. Let's start brainstorming some simple swaps that you could make throughout your day. And just remember, it's about progress, not perfection. You don't have to be perfect every single day. Those small changes, they really do add up over time.
I love that progress over perfection. It definitely feels a lot more sustainable that way.
Right, exactly. And as you start to incorporate these changes, remember, you're not just nourishing your body, you're investing in your long-term cognitive health and your well-being. Each meal becomes this opportunity to really support your amazing brain.
It's true, like upgrading from, I don't know, regular to premium fuel, but for our brains.
Yeah, exactly. It's been such a pleasure diving into all of this with you today. You've been so engaged, and I really hope you walk away from this feeling empowered to make those choices to support your amazing brain.
This was amazing. Thank you so much for joining me and for all the incredible insights. We'll be sure to link to Dr. Bendheim's book in the show notes for anyone who wants to dive even deeper. And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of brain-healthy eating. We'll see you next time.